The outlook continuing sunny periods and mainly dry this afternoon. David Roby, Radio Hallam News at 2.
I'm talking to Miss Natasha Pointovich, the Russian ballerina with the world-famous legs. Miss Pointovich, you've broken short your tour with the Red Army Cossack team to stay here in England. Was there a disagreement?
Нет, I stay here for my legs.
Oh?
At your supermarkets, I am finding these galaxy tights by Pretty Polly, which are making my legs more attractive,
Yes.
They are coming in many shades and styles for very small monies.
That's why you're staying here. But what about your fans back in Russia?
Well, they still have the Cossack team, don't they?
Not anymore.
Galaxy tights from Pretty Polly, now on sale at most supermarkets. Pretty Polly brings back lovely legs.
Down at Hillsborough Park, we're getting ready to welcome you to the biggest and best Sheffield show ever. Beginning Friday, there are three fun-packed days of entertainment for all the family. The show jumpers are arriving. The radio stations are setting up to welcome big-name personalities like the Dooleys and Jake Thackeray. The freefall teams and parachute team are dropping in. Even Amos Brearley of Emmerdale Farm will be there. In short, it's Sheffield's weekend full of fun for everyone. See Thursday Star for full show details.
There's a hard day's work ahead of you, and it's time to be moving on. When you're giving it all you've got through a working day, there's a thick milk chocolate bar to help you on your way. Bite on Yorkie, Roundtree's Yorkie.
There are six solid chunks of Roundtree's milk chocolate in Yorkie. Good, thick chocolate in a big, chunky shape.
Thanks to Yorkie, chunky Yorkie. Gotta keep moving on.
For the Sheffield show, read something totally different.
Dominating the South Yorkshire Hi-Fi exhibition, the superb display of dual stereo hi-fi equipment. A new exciting range that's even better than before, with ultra-low-mass tone arms on all dual turntables and a new direct load-and-lock system on dual cassette decks. So go straight to the dual display at the South Yorkshire Hi-Fi exhibition on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 28th, 29th and 30th of September at the Arnsley House Hotel, Doncaster Road, Barnsley.
Radio Hallam, round the clock, 24 hours a day.
We present 5 years of Hallam, and here to introduce the programme is our programme director, Keith Skews.
A very good afternoon to you. It's a long programme, this, so if you're sitting comfortably for the next 6 hours, I will begin. Radio Hallam began its official broadcast on the 1st of October 1974, but how, when, where and why did commercial radio come to South Yorkshire? To understand this and other questions, one has to learn a little of the history of radio in Britain. The first recognised radio station which began broadcasting from London in May 1922 was 2LO. 2 years later, the British Broadcasting Company was formed. Eventually, this became the British Broadcasting Corporation and was constituted by Royal Charter from the 31st of December 1926. Programmes were only broadcast for a few hours a day and comprised mainly concerts, talks, religious services, short plays, jazz and popular music. Commercial radio as we know it today was a long way off. The first commercial broadcasts, beamed to England, came in the 1930s from Paris, Hilversum, Holland and Luxembourg. And names like Radio Toulouse, Radio Normandy and Radio Luxembourg soon became familiar. No stations actually broadcast from England, although their programmes were beamed to this country. The BBC operated their national networks, the Light Programme, Home Service and Third Programme, as well as regional stations. Then, on Easter Sunday, the 29th of March 1964, a new kind of radio station began transmitting from a boat off Harwich in Essex. This was the birth of pirate broadcasting, which was to revolutionise radio as we know it today. True, there had been nearly a dozen ships broadcasting before Caroline went on air, but none of them were even to challenge the BBC until Caroline, London, and more ships and forts in the Thames estuary were brought into action around the British coastline. The pirates ruled the waves until the 14th of August 1967, when the Marine Offences Bill became law. From then on, pirate radio became illegal. The BBC set up a pop radio network to compete with the pirates. Radio 1 began broadcasting on the 30th of September 1967. I had the honour of being the third disc jockey to broadcast on its opening day, presenting Saturday Club. Many pirate DJs were employed by the Beeb. Official land-based commercial radio arrived on paper in Britain in 1971, when the Sound Broadcasting Bill was heard in the House of Commons, although arguments and amendments held up the decision to offer contracts to radio stations for nearly a year. No less than 84 hours were spent discussing the bill. Eventually, on the 12th of June 1972, the Sound Broadcasting Act received the royal assent. Meanwhile, what was happening in South Yorkshire?
June 1972. A government team looking into the technical prospects of local commercial radio found a site at Skew Hill in Grenaside, which was to be used for the medium wave transmission. Another site for VHF transmission was located at Tapton Hill. A third transmitter site for this independent local radio station, which was to go on air at a later date, was situated at Boston Park, Rotherham.
Sheffield, which already had a BBC local radio station, was named as one of the first provincial centres to be allocated its own independent radio station on the 19th of June 1972, when Sir John Eden, Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, announced that there would be eventually 60 stations spanning the country. The first five, two in London and one in Manchester, Birmingham and Glasgow, went on the air in 1973. London Broadcasting Company, known as LBC, was the first station on the air and began broadcasting on the 8th of October 1973 at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Michael Barton, who was then station manager of BBC Radio Sheffield, said he would be very surprised if there was enough revenue in the area the size of Sheffield on its own to make a viable proposition by a station just covering the city. But the independent broadcasting contract was for Sheffield and Rotherham, and the money was raised. But who were the shareholders for this private company? Gerard Young, Lord Lieutenant of the County of South Yorkshire, who was to become Radio Hallam's first chairman.
It's a private company. Every penny of capital has been subscribed, very largely locally. I had some part, and the Sheffield newspapers had some part, personally, in calling up people and asking whether they would be willing to give the things financial support if we could get it off the ground. But that was well over a year before I had any knowledge that we were likely to get a franchise.
Well, reading the popular press now for any company who are going to be involved in independent local radio in the future, it's going to cost that company pretty close to £750,000 to set up. Could I ask you how much capital was raised by shareholders here in the Sheffield area prior to the station going on air?
The total was £300,000. We reckoned that about two-thirds of that should be risk capital, equity, and £100,000 should be loan capital. In fact, it turned out in the end from the people that we approached that £220,000 came in equity and £80,000 in loan. The whole of that loan was eventually, after some precarious years, repaid. The equity holders, only a few months ago, for the first time in 5 years, 6 years since they subscribed, received a tiny dividend.
One shareholder and an original director was Lord George Darling of Hillsborough.
I think to begin with, I was approached because I had a long experience in the BBC, particularly in the news section. And with that background, they thought I could be helpful. I think also, well, I know that the original company wanted as big a spread of what you might call local interest, including political interest, as they could possibly get. And I suppose I came in on that score too. But there was another thing. I was very pleased to be associated with the founders, if that's how I could describe them, as of Radio Hallam, because I thought they would do the kind of job that I thought a radio station should do, a local station. But at the same time, they seemed to me to be able to keep out what I might consider to be undesirable applicants for the franchise. As a matter of principle, I think that local radio stations should be owned locally by local people. The emphasis should be on local. They are local stations. And not only owned by local people, but should be very much involved in local affairs of all kinds.
How did Radio Hallam Limited come to be formed? Gerard Young.
It was formed very quickly to get the name once we decided what that name would be. Simply, we registered the limited company and paid whatever it was, £10 or £100 for the registration. That was long before we were heavily committed in any other way.
Why the name Hallam?
We thought a lot about this. It seemed to be the most appropriate because our boundaries were not, our hearing boundaries were not clearly defined. We could not say South Yorkshire, we could not say Sheffield and Rotherham, because we were going beyond those boundaries, and Hallam as a name seemed to fit. It's very well known locally. All sorts of things locally are known as the Hallamshire this or Hallam that. In fact, the only origin of my interest in the thing was because I was persuaded by Sir William Bartson, as he then was, the chairman of United Newspapers, to whom really the origin of this thing is must be attributed, that it was necessary to have somebody local involved. Otherwise, the likelihood was that the franchise would be granted to some very strong applicants who were preparing their case from London, people who would know nothing about Hallamshire, Sheffield or Rotherham or any part of our hearing district. And I've always been very keen that we should have local enterprise for local events.
So how did you go about choosing your staff?
Well, of course, we couldn't go far with choosing staff until we got the franchise, and that was a much bigger problem than choosing the staff. But answering your question, there were two or three people who were identified privately before we got the franchise, including, if I may say so, yourself, who were privately approached and provisionally assured of a contract if they would accept it when we got our franchise. Once it was announced that we had got the franchise, we had such a influx of applications for work from all sorts of people that it was really overwhelming. We collected together a staff of somewhere about 40 people, if I remember, at the start, and the only post that we advertised was that of secretary. We got together a splendid staff. I was astonished at the youth of them. And I believe it is true to say that virtually none of the leading members of the staff that we engaged 5 years, 6 years ago have left us.
I had the pleasure of selecting the presentation staff and chose some local voices, including Ray Stewart, Jean Doyle and Brenda Ellison, as well as some established voices in London who had become known on national radio. Johnny Moran, whose mother was born in Sheffield. Bill Crozier, best known for his broadcast on Family Favourites. I had done a variety of programmes on Radios 1 and 2, and Roger Moffat of several fixed abodes, who'd gained quite a reputation for being fired from the BBC numerous times, quote, he was an out-and-out rebel, unquote, and when I offered him the job, sounded somewhat reluctant. He was talking from his Aylesbury home in Buckinghamshire.
I was sitting at home. You see, I had a job. I was on the dole, but I had a part-time job plucking ducks, you see, which is suitable for Aylesbury. And the telephone rang. I thought, oh, it's the telephone manager again asking me when I'm going to pay the bill. It wasn't. It was one Key Skews. And the operator said, there's a call from Mr. Skews. Will you pay for the call, please? I thought, oh, nothing's changed much. So I did. And Mr. Skews said, how about coming to London to have lunch? I thought, something has changed. He's never taken me out for lunch before. So we all met in a place called Davis Mews, just by Claridge's Hotel. And I said, yes, very nice to see you again. How about lunch? He said, how about Sheffield? I said, it's a hell of a long way to go for lunch, isn't it? We could have just gone to Claridge's. Anyway, explained. And at a later date, we all caught the train up. We met Mr. Wigley, the publicity man, and he took us around and showed us Sheffield, and we were delighted. And sooner or later we signed on the dotted line, and very glad we are too.
But even before Radio Hallam went on the air, young Roger Moffat hit the headlines of the Sunday papers by being not exactly complimentary about our city when he said, and here again I quote,
"Sheffield's a bloody awful place." Well, it was. You try any... You get off a train when there was no restaurant car on the train. It was a Sunday. And the train got in at 2:10, so I couldn't even get a drink. It was pouring with rain. I couldn't get a taxi. And when you come to think of it, every industrial city's a be-awful place, isn't it, on a Sunday? So I didn't mean that. But the newspapers just took my few words. They didn't qualify it by saying it was raining and I couldn't get a taxi and I had all my cases to carry and things. No, I didn't really mean that at all. I hope people didn't think that I did.
It's now 2:15. Radio Hallam was awarded a contract to operate the independent local radio station for Sheffield and Rotherham and was commissioned on the 1st of May 1974. It was the fastest station to come on air in the whole of the ILR network, within less than 6 months in total, from laying the first broadcasting cables to finishing the last coat of paint on the studio door. About a month before official programmes began, listeners heard a test tape, part of which went as follows.
This is an engineering test transmission of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. Starting on Tuesday, October the 1st, independent local radio programmes for the Sheffield area will come to you on this wavelength from Radio Hallam.
This is Radio Hallam.
Independent local radio is coming to South Yorkshire very soon. Beginning on October the 1st, listeners will be able to hear 18 hours of totally originated material. News, information, music and entertainment. A service unequalled in this part of the country ever before. Radio Hallam has its studios in the centre of Sheffield and will broadcast on a frequency of 194 metres medium wave, 95.2 megahertz VHF stereo. Later this year, an additional frequency, 95.9 megahertz VHF stereo, will service the Rotherham area. Independent local radio is new and exciting and offers a competitive alternative to the already established radio stations, both national and local. Sheffield is quoted as being the cleanest industrial city in Europe. It certainly is one of the most go-ahead, and Radio Hallam will pursue this line. We shall lead and not follow. Yes, Sheffield, Rotherham and the county of South Yorkshire is a place to be proud of, and we go further. It's something to sing about.
Whether you live in Sheffield or on the Yorkshire moors, you can be sure that we are yours anytime. Because you're tuned to Radio Hallam. Stereo.
A song especially written for Hallam and played and sung by 26 of the top musicians and singers in the country, all personalities in themselves. Radio Hallam, too, prides itself with a team of personalities. Allow me to introduce some of them now. First, a gentleman who will be putting some cheer into your breakfast pattern. Already a name through national radio...
Johnny Moran!
Hello, this is Johnny Moran on Radio Hallam, and I'm looking forward to waking up with you each morning from 6 till 9. And in those 3 hours, 6 while 9, we'll be featuring lots of bright and alive music, mostly from the Radio Hallam Hot 100 Records. Plus, a lot of information which will help you through the day. And, of course, like this, we'll be wishing you a very bright...
Good morning! This is the breakfast show. The show that gets you ready to go and conquer the universe, chum. So, good morning, world. Here I come.
And add, in addition to our Get You Out of Bed music sound, there's news of what's going on. Local events of interest in Yorkshire and the North Midlands. Essential information about weather, whether or not to take your brolly out of doors today.
Guess it's no use complaining, but would you believe it's raining? And here's more on the weather, weather.
And perhaps you're wondering about your morning travel scene. There'll be police reports and AA information about the traffic movements and any hold-ups in the area. Also, we'll be sending out Radio Hallam greetings, perhaps to you, if this is your special day.
If a good wish is due,
this is from us to you.
This is from whomever it concerns. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
And many happy returns
from Radio Hallam.
More information about prices of commodity items that you may be wanting to buy later in the day. And there'll be a review of national and local morning newspapers. Not forgetting another early morning essential, the time.
Time check.
And in between the snap, crackle and pop, there's plenty of time checks right throughout the morning on Radio Hallam's breakfast show. And round about 7:30, I'll be giving an alarm call to my colleague Roger Moffat, who takes over from me at 9 o'clock. He has to come in from his cottage in the wilds of Derbyshire. Tell you what, I'll give him a ring right now and see if he's in.
Hello?
Hello, it's nice to have a radio station as a friend. Good morning, this is Johnny Moran.
I beg your pardon?
I said it's nice to have a radio station as a friend. Good morning, this is...
I don't want a railway station as a friend. Neither your railway station nor anybody else's railway station, nor even a bus station. Go away and sit in one of your filthy, grubby, so-called refreshment rooms. If you must know, I use a Sheffield 99 bus, and this happens to be a private residence. If you bother me
Roger,
anymore...
Roger, this is Johnny Moran. Johnny Moran of Radio Hallam.
What do you want?
To find out what you're doing in your show between 9 and 12.
9 while 12, you mean? Get the local stuff going. 9 while 12, what will I be doing? I shall start with a signature tune.
Is that it?
No, it isn't. I shall also be playing a considerable amount of popular music on gramophone records.
I see. Is that all?
No, I shall also pick some local peasant and attempt to teach him or her how to speak correctly. A councillor, Lord Mayor, I don't know, an alderman, alderwoman, aldermiss, anyone who is desirous of my assistance.
Anything else?
A charming young lady of the district.
Oh, you mean a local lass made good?
I have no idea what she does in her spare time. Brenda Ellison is her name, and she'll be joining me during the morning.
What will she be doing?
I've no idea at all. Ask her yourself. Brenda, Johnny Moran for you.
Hello, Brenda. I don't know how you're going to put up with Mr. Moffat every morning, 9 while 12.
Well, I shall be here every morning, as you say, just to keep him in check, actually. He's started grumbling already, and I really feel I ought to be around in order to defend the place, you know. So please join us any time between 9 and 12. We'd really appreciate your company.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and I hope you don't get hung up with Mr. Moffat every morning. At 12 o'clock on Radio Hallam, we have Lunch with a Punch.
Keith Skew. This is the lunch show. It's the lunch with a punch show. We hope that you are ready to fly past the swinging pie.
Our lunch program will be a pop show, more of your actual top 40, 2 hours each weekday. Every Friday, we shall be presenting a live outside broadcast from a factory, an office, canteen, shopping precinct, or school. The idea to come out and meet and greet you on the radio. And you'll be able to see just how we play the records, the jingles, and indeed operate the machinery.
All the time,
old or new,
all the hits,
all for you,
on Radio Hallam,
and on FM.
The lunch show runs from 12 through until 2, when the music makes way for Jean Doyle, who, as women's editor of Radio Hallam,
presents a chatty, entertaining, and informative 60 Minutes designed for the ladies of the household. But having heard some of the interviews Jean has already pre-recorded, there'll be a few husbands tuned in as well. Jean.
Thank you, Keith. And hello. You're welcome to join me every weekday afternoon at 2 for my programme, mainly for women. You know, there are too many male chauvinists about here. They won't give me any longer than an hour. But I can promise you that that hour will be crammed full of all the things women in our area are talking about today, or will be tomorrow. There'll also be a little music ranging from classics to pop, the sort of music that will go down well with an afternoon cup of tea. Oh, and by the way, if any men want to join me, I think you'll find something to interest you, and you're welcome too.
Roundabout is our daily Tea Time magazine programme, in which we shall have a mass of information, facts and figures, and, would you believe, music.
Roundabout, roundabout, you'll never recall what you found about when you hear the music we have for you. Yes, we do.
Whether you're at home, a housewife, or possibly a pensioner, there'll be something of interest for you. The children, too. There'll be interviews with people of interest in the area, ranging from politicians right through to pop stars. And later in the show, as people start heading home from work, we'll keep you in touch with the traffic situation, the sports scene, and any other matters that might be of interest to you. That's what Roundabout is all about. Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. to 6.
You're tuned to Radio Hallam.
We have now gone through our main daytime programmes. Just a recap, Johnny Moran Breakfast Show, Roger Moffat Mid-Morning, Keith Skews Lunchtime, Jean Doyle Early Afternoon, and our Roundabout programme, Late Afternoon. Although the makeup of these programmes are music and entertainment, all will have up-to-the-minute news broadcasts. Radio Hallam boasts that it presents its news 5 minutes sooner.
You get the news, you get the news 5 minutes sooner on Radio Hallam.
Radio Hallam's news editor is Ian Rufus.
On Radio Hallam, you'll get the news fast. Whether it's a new government in Romania or a new council in Rotherham, you'll hear about it first on Radio Hallam. Although we're local radio, we're anything but parochial radio. Our news team will bring you the big national and international stories as well as the local ones, but in a way that means something to the people of South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. We don't just tell you the news, we tell you what it means. With a 5-minute bulletin every hour, and summaries on the half hour during the breakfast show, plus full-length roundups in our News Scene magazine programmes, you'll wonder how you ever managed to keep in touch before Radio Hallam came on the scene.
So far, Radio Hallam has told you about its music programmes, its disc jockeys, its women's programmes, its news broadcasts. But something else which plays a very large part in the life of the South Yorkshire man and woman is sport. Here's Stuart Linnell, our sports editor, to tell you the score.
In South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, sport is big, and here on Radio Hallam, we treat it in a big way. Every Saturday throughout the soccer season, our outside broadcast teams will be watching and reporting on the matches involving Sheffield United and Wednesday, Rotherham, Chesterfield, Barnsley and Doncaster, the Hallam Big Six. And that's not all. There'll be news and results from all the other league games wherever they're being played. But sport's not just soccer. It's motor racing, angling, and during the summer it's cricket. It's even Nair and Spell. And if you're not familiar with that game, tune in to Radio Hallam, because no doubt we'll get round to covering a contest at some time. And at 2:30 every Saturday, this is the sound that will turn you on to Hallam Sport Sportacular.
Throughout the evening, Radio Hallam will be presenting a nightly programme where we bring you top civic dignitaries, not just from Sheffield, but Rotherham, Chesterfield, Worksop and Doncaster. There'll be entertainment programmes looking at the arts, leisure activities, youth clubs, the Royal Air Force and Army, local history and hobbies too. Not to mention competitions and a nightly programme from a hostelry where we look for a pub with some cheer. There'll be music programmes devoted entirely to soft rock and soul, progressive sounds on disc, traditional jazz, and music from the discotheques. Radio Hallam will be in charge. And on charge on Saturday, the top 40 singles. On Sunday, the top 40 albums. A live outside broadcast spectacular from a local nightclub with a big name each week. Late night broadcasting from 10 p.m. until midnight will be in the capable hands of Colin Slade.
I shall be wearing several hats in front of the Radio Hallam microphone. For starters, I'll be with you between 10 o'clock and midnight on weekday evenings with music to keep you awake or send you to sleep, as the case may be. And we'll also have some studio guests to keep you entertained. At the other end of the day, you'll find me on your wireless on Saturday and Sunday mornings as you're noshing your cornflakes or whatever, and in fact doing pretty much the same sort of thing as Johnny Moran does through the week, with the added ingredient of sport, previews on Saturdays and results on Sundays. And if you like rock, tune in on Thursday evening between 7 and 7.30 when I'll have rock music of a fairly heavy nature for you, which I trust you'll find pretty easy going. Well, that's me, Colin Slade. Weekend breakfast times, weekday evenings, and a stick of Hallam Rock on Thursdays. And I'm looking forward to your company. Cheers.
We hope that this short introduction will give you an idea as to the sort of people that you'll meet on South Yorkshire's new independent radio station, Radio Hallam. Starting on October the 1st, Radio Hallam will be heard on 194 metres medium wave and 95.2 megahertz VHF stereo. 18 hours a day, totally originated material, all home-produced here in South Yorkshire. If you wish to contact us on any subject, our address is Radio Hallam, P.O. Box 194, Hartshead, Sheffield S1, 1GP. We look forward to serving you, and in turn, hope you will welcome us. It's nice to have a friend in Radio Hallam.
Men fall in love with her. Lonely women confide in her. Angela Rippon.
Now she tells her own fascinating story in this week's Daily Mirror.
What happens behind the scenes?
What she thinks of her fans.
Her private life. Angela Rippon, another big name series in this week's Daily Mirror.
Plus, save money this week with a Mirror's great cost-cutter tokens when you shop at Curry's.
And from Ireland, the best reports and pictures of the Pope's historic visit.
Don't miss this week's unbeatable Daily Mirror.
Get it tomorrow.
Hello, Jack. This is a surprise. I thought you always drove to work.
Not anymore. No more queuing for petrol or traffic jams for me. In my case, I actually get to work faster.
I know, especially now because they've just added more trains on the busiest routes.
And it's so much more comfortable. It's nice arriving to work relaxed.
And don't forget, it can be cheaper with a season ticket.
You know, I should have done this years ago.
Now more than ever, when you're going somewhere, think again. Take the train.
2:32 on the 30th of September 1979, and we're looking at 5 years of Hallam. Keith Skew's on duty with you right the way through until 8 o'clock this evening. October the 1st, 1974 was the big day, and DJ Johnny Moran was given the job of launching the station. But we had one or two slight hiccups or problems.
On the air.
Radio Hallam is on the air. It's 6 a.m. and from this moment we're commencing broadcasting programmes on frequencies of 194 metres medium wave, 1,546 kilohertz and 95.2 megahertz FM in VHF stereo. I'm Johnny Moran, and on behalf of all at Radio Hallam and everyone who's worked to make this moment come true, I'd like to say a very warm welcome and a very good morning.
Good morning, this is the breakfast show. The show that gets you ready to go and conquer the universe, chum. So good morning, world, here I come.
Radio Hallam is the first independent commercial radio station covering South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. From our studios in the centre of Sheffield, throughout the day we'll have music, entertainment and information. And we'll be providing the service of keeping our community in touch with local events and happenings. From now on, we aim to do our best to please, and we're certain that you're going to find it's nice to have a radio station as a friend.
Well, it seems these little things are sent to try us slightly on the very first morning of a new radio station, but what we would like to say most certainly is that, above all, Radio Hallam is a nice friend to have. As I was about to say, a friend is a nice thing to have. Here's James Taylor.
Go down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
James Taylor there, and You've Got a Friend. And from this moment on, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you are, you have.
You can be sure you have a friend in Radio Hallam Stereo.
Radio Hallam time is now 9 minutes past six, and throughout the day on Radio Hallam, we'll be playing music from our Radio Hallam Hot 100, which is the music that we've compiled, which consists of 40 hit records, 20 new releases, and 40 albums. And amongst the 20 new releases, we have what we call our climbers. The individual personalities on the station will be picking out a record which they think is going to be a tremendous hit in the weeks to come. And this is the one that I've picked out for this particular week. And I don't think I'm playing any rough chances, because this is a record by Rod Stewart.
That's Johnny Moran's climber from Rod Stewart there, Bring It On Home To Me. And in fact, there were two for the price of one. You send me two compositions from Sam Cooke, and that was brought to you on our very, very first day. The time in Sheffield at this moment in time is 21 minutes before 3 o'clock, but we're reliving the first day of Radio Hallam, and we've got a different kind of chime check coming up right now.
The time moving on to 13 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock, and you're in tune with Radio Hallam, which is, of course, the first independent commercial radio station in this area, and being a commercial radio station means that we bring you information like this.
Hello. I want to tell you about new Bird's Eye Economy fish sticks, the ones eaten on British television. It's been brought to my attention that some of you may have been too tuned to the old radio to see this amazing spectacle. So if you're one of those people, this is just for you. Ready? Listen. Did you hear it? Could you feel it? How about that? New Bird's Eye Economy fish sticks, as eaten on British television, and now on British radio.
New Bird's Eye Economy Fish Sticks. Big on taste, low on price. 10 for 26p.
And I must admit that I could not remember what the very first national commercial from London was. Well, that was it. And this, would you believe, is the first local commercial.
You can always trust a car that you can buy from Brocklehurst. So if you want a car that you can trust, try Brocklehurst at Chesterfield.
Brocklehurst are your main Chrysler dealer, now selling Chrysler cars at pre-increased prices while present stocks last. Chrysler from
Brocklehurst at Chesterfield.
The first news bulletin on Radio Hallam was read by Ian Rufus. That came on Tuesday, the 1st of October, 1974, at 6:30.
You get the news, you get the news, 5 minutes sooner on Radio Hallam.
News headlines at 6:30. Sheffield busmen continue their overtime ban today, with about a quarter of the city's buses expected to be withdrawn. Transport Department spokesman advise that if you're travelling to work by bus this morning, set off in plenty of time. There'll be heated exchanges in the election campaign arena today. Inflation is likely to feature heavily, but it'll be more of a question of whose sums are right. The Tories say it's running at 40%. The Liberals agree, but the Socialists say it's an exaggeration. Nationalisation is a second topic. The Tories accuse the government of deliberately allowing industry to suffer so they can take control through the back door. Radio Hallam, the new commercial radio station serving South Yorkshire and the North Midlands, went on the air about half an hour ago, and you're listening to it. The station is broadcasting on 194 metres medium wave and 95.2 stereo VHF from studios in the centre of Sheffield. Ford strikers meet at Dagenham today to discuss the decision by their Halewood colleagues to return to work. And on the foreign front, Portugal's new leaders have promised that there'll be free elections in the spring.
Ian Rufus reporting there with his first ever, and indeed the first ever, news broadcast on Radio Hallam. Ian, were you nervous at the time?
I was absolutely petrified, actually, Keith. Just listening to that, it may not sound to you as if I was all that nervous, but I can detect in my voice, I was going to say slight panic, but it's probably utter terror that was in my voice at that time. I was absolutely, I was so scared, I just could hardly stand up.
Can we, do you think, look back over the next, let's see, 5.5 hours now we've got left, to take excerpts from 1974, 75, 76, and sort of work right up to date. Do you have any?
Yes, indeed. I've been looking through some of the old news stories that Radio Hallam has broadcast in the 5 years that we've been on air, and you may be interested to know this. On October the 1st, 1974, the Prime Minister then, Harold Wilson, was pledging Britain against a wage freeze in any circumstances, as he said, and the Labour government was promising massive support for the coal industry, which is so important locally. The other main stories of the day locally concern trouble on the buses, as Sheffield bus crews operated an overtime ban in pursuit of a pay claim, so things haven't really changed. And there was speculation too about the possible reopening of Johnfield Station. That story 5 years ago we were carrying, and only the other day on Radio Hallam News we were carrying very much the same sort of story. So it seems that the things go round and round and round and round and come back to go on the radio yet again.
Well, we'll catch up with you between 3 and 4 with some more stories, this time from 1975.
Radio Hallam!
This is your Sergeant Major Egg speaking, and that sound you can hear is a couple of my lads who have leapt out of their egg box to make breakfast for you. Sometimes a couple of eggs and a bit of crispy bacon, or boiled eggs with hot buttered soldiers, they make a nice change from cereal. Oh, yes. Me and my lads are ready for action, because we know we are the way to start your day. So, crack a good breakfast tomorrow.
It's the final week of the great carpet mill sellout at Allied Carpets. There's just a few more days to pick up a quality carpet at half maker's list price. Only a few more days to take advantage of our £750,000 scoop purchase of Axminster's, Wilton's, Velvet Piles, Cords and Pattern Broadlooms, with sellout prices from £2.99 to £7.99. But hurry while there's still a good selection, because at half price they're selling out fast. Don't miss the last days of the great carpet mill sellout at Allied Carpets, Furnival Gate, Sheffield and Duke Street, Doncaster.
Good wishes came from many pop stars around the British Isles, as well as radio stations from around the world.
Hello, England. From everybody in the colonies, this is Gary Price, program director of WCFL Radio, Chicago, Illinois, US of A. with best wishes to Radio Hallam and all of its listeners in South Yorkshire, the North Midlands, everywhere. It's good to know Radio Hallam has taken to the air. The world needs more rock and roll radio stations to smash those mother hits right into your face. It's a proven fact that hit music can cure curvature of the spine and win the war for the Allies. So keep your radio right here on Radio Hallam and enjoy.
Now to Canada.
Radio Hallam is on the air, and radio station CKNW in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, would like to say welcome to the wonderful world of broadcasting. Good luck, Radio Hallam. It's a great business.
And from Canada to Jamaica.
The true Jamaican sound.
This is Radio RJR in Kingston, Jamaica, wishing Radio Hallam and all its listeners a very happy future together. From all of us here at Radio Jamaica, the very best of luck.
Radio RJR, power dial 720.
Come in Gibraltar.
GBC Radio in Gibraltar wishes Radio Hallam and all its listeners a happy future together.
GBC Radio.
Radio Hallam, round the clock, 24 hours a day.
My word! That's a spotless floor. What do you use?
Oh, my washing up liquid.
Your washing up liquid? What do you use to wash your dishes then?
My upholstery cleaner, of course.
Oh, and I suppose you use your carpet cleaner to clean your bath.
I wouldn't use anything else.
You need help, love.
I've got all the help I need. Look.
Star drops.
That's right, star drops. It's the cleaner that cleans right round the house.
You had me worried there for a minute.
Star drops cleans right round the house.
Vision Hire make a new Philips or Pi colour TV look even better, because a free £25 colour TV licence is yours when you start renting one of a selected range of new Philips or Pi colour TVs from your local branch of Vision Hire. A free colour TV licence with new Philips or Pi colour TVs at your local Vision Hire branch now.
Vision Hire.
See Furniture Factor's new bedding centre and buy yourself a bargain from their extensive range, all by leading manufacturers. Sunday opening times are new, 10 till 4 at Furniture Factor's Wadsley Bridge behind Solo Discount Store.
Furniture Factor's!
You're listening to 5 years of Radio Hallam. Transmissions began on October the 1st, 74. At 9 o'clock in the morning came Roger Moffat and Brenda Ellison.
This is Radio Hallam.
Not before time. The time being 25 and a half minutes to 11 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, the 1st of October. Radio Hallam it is, and good morning to you, Brenda Ellison.
Good morning, Roger. Are you well?
I have felt better on other occasions, but by 12 o'clock I shall feel fine.
But you look so relaxed and calm and cool, the sort of image that I've always expected from somebody who's
really?
As experienced on the wireless as you are.
If you see me at 12:05 in the Dove and Rainbow, I shall look completely relaxed. I'll be like a little pool of quaking, recovering flesh.
I'll be there if you'll buy me a drink.
That's fine, yes.
Done.
Yes, they're back again at the Sheffield Fiesta. The sensational sounds of the Four Tops. That's the Four Tops at the Fiesta for 1 week from October the 8th. For telephone reservations, ring Sheffield 760101.
Take the gamble out of buying a used car. Go to Towngate Motors of Catchbar Lane, Hillsborough, where you always turn up trumps when you choose one of their specially selected used cars on sale today at Catchbar Lane, Hillsborough. It's fair play and fair prices from the people you can trust. So take my tip. Go to Towngate Motors.
Take a test drive down to Towngate, down to Towngate, down to Towngate Motors. Test drive down to Towngate today.
You're tuned to Radio Hallam. And just in case some of you were wondering why the odd rattles and rustles and crackles were going on, this is going to be now Radio Hallam's first live interview. We have here Yorkshire Television, and representing Yorkshire Television, a very well-known gentleman indeed. His name is Austin Mitchell.
Good morning. I'm not sure it's a live interview, actually. It's half dead.
Isn't it? Yes. Shall I tell you why it's half dead? Because I only half faded the microphone out.
Well, it's half dead also because I'm only half awake at this time.
Oh,
I
see.
But it's marvellous to be here, and everything seems to be going very well. Congratulations to you and to Radio Hallam.
Thank you. We started at 6.
How have things gone? Have you had any problems?
Well, one or two, or three or four, or a dozen or two.
I saw a scene of great chaos here in the control room, with people putting turntables in and adjusting all the wiring. What's been happening? How have you managed?
For about half an hour, we were working just with one turntable. So if listeners were wondering why we played lots of music, which lasted about 8 minutes each, it was so that we could get all things sorted out a bit.
Well, you could hold the terrible threat of me singing for half an hour if the turntable goes again. How does it feel for you personally to be back on the air now?
Yes, it's a great challenge. I've missed not broadcasting for a year or so. It's very exciting, I think, and I'm sure the people are going to take to Radio Hallam, commercial radio.
Oh, sure they are. The competition's a marvellous thing, and things are going very well, I think.
Yes, if they don't, I shall go round and beat them each personally over the head. Or I shall poke Radio Hallam badges into them.
OK.
And how are you enjoying your life away from London?
A bit frantic. Oh, I'd much rather be up here than in London. I couldn't abide living in London.
No, so I heard. Somebody told me you didn't... Oh, yes, it was on some programme I heard the other day.
Uncivilised part of the world.
It is. You live in Bradford, is it?
No, I actually live in Sorby Bridge, which is near Bradford, but we don't talk about it, you know, much. Nobody's ever heard of Sorby Bridge.
I have.
As Les Dawson says, it's so polluted that actually the river doesn't flow to the sea. They put it in trucks and carry it there and dump it in the sea.
Have you any more bright stories?
Not about Sorby Bridge. I mean, it's a nice, well-designed place. It's so well laid out, you don't know how long it's been dead.
That reminds me, I think I did a programme called Workers' Playtime a long time ago from Sorby Bridge. And we did two. Is that the place where, as you go in, it says Sorby Bridge, population, something or other?
Population 90,000 odd, I'm the odd.
Oh, I came back again about 2 or 3 years later, and the population was exactly the same. I don't know whether, you know, for one who is born, somebody dies in Sorby Bridge.
The population goes up very rapidly. There's not much to do in Sorby Bridge.
Oh, that accounts for it. Which programme does this go out on?
This will go out on calendar tonight, so that we shall be filming the inauguration of Radio Hallam on tonight's calendar.
Yes. Well, I can say it's nice to be back in the bright lights again. I can't think of anything to say. There'll be a pause now while I press all these funny little buttons. Do you know, I think, well, if you don't want to speak to me anymore, he stopped. Don't you want to say anything else?
Well, no, I don't say anything else.
Do you want to talk to the cameraman?
Hoping the viewers can't actually hear all our banging and rustling and camera noises. It's not my heavy breathing and it's not my creaking joints. It's the camera and the sound and everything like that. But we've now finished filming. Thanks very much.
You have.
This is Radio Hallam in stereo.
See Furniture Factor's new bedding centre and buy yourself a bargain from their extensive range, all by leading manufacturers. Sunday opening times are new, 10 till 4 at Furniture Factor's Wadsley Bridge behind Solo Discount Store.
Furniture Factor's!
Men fall in love with her. Lonely women confide in her. Angela Rippon.
Now she tells her own fascinating story in this week's Daily Mirror.
What happens behind the scenes?
What she thinks of her fans.
Her private life. Angela Rippon. Another big name series in this week's Daily Mirror.
Plus, save money this week with a Mirror's great cost-cutter tokens when you shop at Currys.
And from Ireland, the best reports and pictures of the Pope's historic visit.
Don't miss this week's unbeatable Daily Mirror.
Get it tomorrow.
Headaches can happen when you're shopping, driving or working. When they do, take the proven Anodyne formula for fast relief where you want it, when you want it. Remember, for tense nervous headache, take Anodyne for fast pain relief.
Crisp.
Tar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Another.
Tar. Walkers.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Flavour.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah. Another.
Tar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Walker's Crisps. They're almost too delicious for words.
Kids' Cues.
very good afternoon to you all on Radio Hallam, 194 metres of the medium wave. And many thanks indeed to Roger Moffat and Brenda Ellison, Austin Mitchell, Yorkshire Television and Uncle Tom Cobley and all for a fantastic programme, 9 through till 12. You'll lumber with me until round about 2 o'clock. Then we have Gene Doyle and light music from Jeff Love and his orchestra. Meantime, what becomes of the broken-hearted Mr. Jimmy Ruffin?
As I walk this land,
extract featuring Jimmy Ruffin there from the first day of broadcasting 1974. Back right up to date now, it's exactly 3 minutes to three, time for the latest news.
David Roby with Radio Hallam News.